hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
What's up? Welcome to another episode of Skunk Ravine.
Skunk Ravine. You guys are going to probably hear a bird in the background randomly now.
Alex has a bird.
I do not have a fucking bird. It's just here.
Ashley has a bird.
Just don't worry about it. Don't ask questions that you don't want the answers to.
You shouldn't have told me that there was a bird here and just waited for me to be like, what the fuck is that bird sound? Bro, do you have a bird in your house?
Nah, dog, you losing it.
This is birdhouse now.
You let that fucking psycho.
I'll let that little bitch in.
All right.
Okay. Back up in the shit. So, does the bird make a lot of noise?
Not really, but it keeps staring at me, and I let it out, and it. I was trying to put it back in, and it just kept climbing back up my arm.
It's climbing.
Yeah,
it's just like biting at the cage.
It's just staring at me.
I want to stay. Just let it go.
Look at Daisy staring at it.
I know. She's like, oh. Okay, go lay down. Go lay down. Over here. She is. She's straight up licking her lips looking at that bird.
She's a cat dog, dude.
Yeah. So I'm guessing this dog or cat can't.
This cat dog bird.
Whatever this fucking animal with wings is over here, this bird. This so-called bird.
This bovine.
Quote unquote.
It's just got hooves.
Bird. I'm guessing it's not the cool kind that you could teach to talk, right?
I don't know. I don't even know what it is. It's not mine.
It's a parakeet, huh?
Yeah.
Or a paraskeet. Oh, we got to mute this, dude. We can watch. We can keep the woman making out with a wolf on.
Yeah.
But volume-wise, we should turn it down.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. We're going to, like get copyrighted or some shit.
Oh, who cares?
I know.
Well, let's get copyrighted. Let's just start stealing jokes.
Yeah.
Well, what's the deal with
Putin?
What's the deal with Indian people?
Pudding.
There you go. Let's make some obscure references to stuff that no one's going to understand. So we took the kids yesterday to Smiley's in South Bend.
Oh.
It's like a giant indoor playground.
Okay. I thought it was like a hood gas station.
No. Yeah, it is.
Like just a giant hood gas station.
It's like the biggest hood gas station
Smiley's
in the world.
In South Bend.
Yeah.
Two other locations in Baton Harbor.
But it's an indoor playground. It's pretty cool, you know. It's a big jungle gym.
Yeah.
They got a room that's just like probably a foot deep of rice.
Mm, okay.
That's really satisfying.
You
to
just
play.
Throw your phones in there? Or?
You just play in it.
Huh.
Yeah, it feels really good on your feet and stuff.
Sounds sanitary.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't want to eat the rice.
So down.
You're not eating the rice later.
Don't eat the rice.
Because you will, like, put your kid in the rice, and then,
You
rice
don't
will
see him
get
again.
Trapped, like, in their folds and creases.
Yeah,
and
their ear,
and night,
their eardrums.
Later that night, it's cooked.
Ah. It's the only way.
But, so we get there, and the line's fucking huge. There was, like,
it was like
lot.
A Tony Montana
dude,
line.
The parking lot was fucking massive.
Is it that big of a line?
Full. Yeah, dude. It was those comically large lines that Scarface was doing. But.
Oh.
We finally get up to the front.
Yeah.
And the lady is like asking Ashley for her phone number to see if we were like still on the system and signing waivers. She's like, what's your phone number? And Ashley's like, 269. Oh, I should probably bleep that
out. Yeah, you definitely should. 100%.
I will bleep that part out,
It's number,
911-420-6969.
It's numbers.
So, The lady.
You should just put somebody's number that you hate.
Dude, we had to repeat it like four times to this lady.
Do you hate anyone?
Not really.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Who do you dislike the most? We can bleep that out too.
269. No, so yeah, she asked for it like four times.
Yeah.
She's like 269. What was it? I'm just like, dude, like, this is how you tell someone a phone number. Da 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 da.
Like, yeah.
Get the first one. Bam bam bam. Boom boom boom. So she finally gets it. And of course, we're not in the system. So I give her my number. Not in the system. She tries to look it up by name.
Yeah. Hold on.
Dude.
You think it's the bird?
Yeah, it's 100% the bird.
Well, she's probably afraid that she's like getting replaced by a bird.
By a bird. She doesn't even know what a bird is. I love
those
sweatpants.
Those look really awful. I know. I need to wash my sweater.
It's no, I made the mistake of bringing the bird over to. No, actually, I asked you, asshat. She's a fucking. She's the liar.
These are all cool things to talk about.
Yeah.
I like being here in the middle of
it. Hey! See?
Little bitch.
Yeah, yeah, she's going for the bird.
I see that.
I told you she's a fucking cat.
No! Don't let her in my bed!
Go. Daisy Mae, you will go back to the street.
She's like.
Did you see her flinch when you went to set that down?
Yeah, dude. She's jumpy.
She thought you were going to beat her. See, that was a bird.
Yeah, dude. Oh my gosh.
She's like, I gotta kill it.
It got out. You should just let it out and see what happens.
No.
Let it out and watch Daisy tear the house up.
So, like, I should have known better, like, because she attacks those little remote control helicopters and shit. She probably thinks it's like a fucking remote control helicopter. Like,
you want to rip that? It's whiskey.
That would help.
Yeah, that would help.
You've never heard of a hot toddy? Yeah. She won't drink the She has a whole thing of propolis, and she just has been hoarding it and not using it. Like,
yeah, save.
And you can't even buy it anymore.
We'll save the Ashley
not the kind I buy.
For when she's not here. Talk some real shit.
Yeah.
But, so this lady, yeah, asked for our phone number like four fucking times.
Yeah.
And we buy the wristbands for, you know, Ash and I, our two kids, and then our friend's two kids also.
Uh-huh.
So six things. We paid for 2 hours. It was like 1 o'clock. She wrote the time that we had to leave on it.
Yeah.
Just 3:05.
3:05.
We were supposed to be out of there at like 3:50.
What the fuck does 3:05 even mean?
Well, it's supposed to say 3:50, but she just wrote 3:05 on them. Ooh, that's some ginger beer, too. That stuff's spicy.
Is it very spicy?
Yeah, it's good, dude. Don't do it.
You'd be having that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you run into walls, dog.
Sometimes you gotta run into a wall.
Hey.
Hey, I'm Mark Wahlberg. I'm here to remind you that sometimes you have to run into me.
What was I watching the other day?
You gotta eat a burger.
Somebody said that he said he doesn't masturbate at all. Mark Wahlberg.
Really?
I think I was watching Flashpoint.
I heard he's got a little wiener, too.
Well, maybe that's why. He just can't. He's too buff, like.
That's the perfect dressing amount, right? You dip the prongs of your fork in?
Exactly.
Yeah.
He knows what's up. We've both worked in the food industry, okay? Don't make me call you a son of a bun.
You son of a... You Triscuit on
this
a biscuit.
This came from the food industry.
What did?
I called Nick a son on a son of a bun.
A son of a bun. You son
you
of a bun.
Son of a bun. Did you spit on my hand? What happened?
Yeah, I think I spit on
your like going
hand.
To throw something away at the same time you were just spitting in the trash can.
I just spit on the back. I was like, phew.
Yeah.
Right on the back of your hand.
I was like, oh, you son of a bun. I was trying to say son of a gun and son of a bitch or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just, You didn't want to call me, you know, son of a bitch.
No, I did.
But you tried to combine son of a gun and son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And it just came out son of a bun.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. My brain just went full fucking into...
It was just like, nope. Just panic.
Or if you want to dip in the dressing first and then you'll figure it out. You can't pour that dressing anyway. It's like straight up Parmesan cheese with dressing in it.
What kind of salad you got there?
It's called the Chopper.
The Chopper?
Yeah, from Happy Poochie.
What the fuck is a Happy Poochie?
It's over by Wolf's Marine Supply in Baden Harbor.
Never heard of it.
They're only open until like 3:30 during the week.
Oh. Well, that's why I've never heard of it.
It's a whirlpool place.
That's why I've never heard of it. I'm not anywhere near that area.
We got, what was it, the hot avocado? Sounds like a sex move.
The hot avocado? Yeah, that does sound
good. I'm going to give her the hot avocado. She did say that. That was the something. Yeah.
The hot ham and cheese.
I don't know. I don't know. Like something on ciabatta bread. The Dagwood or something. I don't know. Now we're just promoting restaurants.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Happy Poochie.
Hey, yeah. Give us a free t-shirt or something.
Yeah, give us some free food.
You fucking assholes.
I fucking spent a lot of money there.
Why haven't you given us free shit yet?
And you don't even have real chicken anymore.
Fuck you.
So fuck you.
Yeah. What kind of chicken I got? Like tofu chicken?
No, it's chicken? Just like... Like, before, I feel like it was, like, actual chicken breast. Now I feel like it's just cubed chicken out of a bag or something. Yeah, right. It's, like, already pre-seasoned and shit. It's not the same chicken that you said. Dude, I know.
I got a picture of me fisting a chicken.
Oh, nice.
I asked my friend to take a picture at work, and... As I was getting my picture taken, I was like, please hurry up. It is extremely hot.
Oh, nice.
He got my face like, oh, it's so hot.
You should have put two gloves on.
I know, right? If I was a smart man, I would have put on a stupid, stupid person.
You can't win them all. So, like, what's up with this, like, missile they say hit? In Pittsburgh or something. They're trying to say it was a missile, but... They're trying to say it's a medic plane or something, and
did you see the video?
People that lived... No.
If it was a plane, dude, that shit must have been going full fucking speed straight down at the ground.
So it looked like a missile.
It looks like a fucking missile exploding. Right. Know? Except it was like... It would have been like a Jerry Bruckheimer explosion of a plane crash, you know, his big fireball and stuff. So I'm guessing it probably was actually a plane, and that was like the fuel exploding. But, I mean, I'll see if I can pull the footage up, dude. I mean,
I've got the video.
It's
on my phone,
gnarly. It's
but I haven't
just
watched it yet. Hey, Aaron sent it to me, but I forgot.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'll have to see if I can find this video I saw on TikTok that was like.
I'll send you the video that Aaron sent.
It had...
He's our in-the-field reporter.
Yeah. A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron.
He will never interview him. He'll never be on the show, but he's part of it. He's the third.
I think he'll be on here.
He will. He has to be. Tell him to bring his bitch ass over here next week or something.
Well, he... All right. So, I didn't tell you about this, did I? Uh-oh. So, his car already rides really low. Mm-hmm. Low rider. Don't let her through there. This bitch. Yeah, dude, I don't know about, Somebody just say how hot, car.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar, what the hell? What the hell?
What the fuck? Yeah, dude, so look, here's like a ring camera. I think you can actually see it coming out of the sky. There you go.
Jerry Garcia. Dude, that was not a fucking plane, bro. I don't know.
It doesn't look like a plane.
Why would it be going so fast?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting.
That's insane. They could have just put, like, medical stuff on the outside of the missile, too, to make it look like a plane. But, like, where are the bodies? Where are the body pieces?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it got, like, fucking blown apart.
I don't know, man. You'd find something.
Yeah, I'm fingers sure you'd find some pieces legs and stuff. Or... Well, what? Have they not found any of the pieces?
I don't know.
And I heard, like, some audio. Like, they already released audio from the air traffic controller or the black box or whatever. But it sounds like you can hear someone saying, like, you're fucking with the wrong people or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was carrying a little Mexican child who was coming up here to have a procedure done to save his life.
He got him.
Yeah.
Well, they saved his life, all right.
Yeah. I heard that one. Okay, so what about the plane hitting a Black Hawk helicopter? How the fuck does that happen?
It doesn't.
Like, bro, you're
that doesn't happen.
You're a helicopter pilot flying a Black Hawk helicopter at night. So you're wearing NVGs.
Yeah.
I mean,
how do you get hit by a plane?
I don't know. Why was it flying over there in the first place?
It doesn't make any sense.
They said it was like a training exercise, but it's like, why were they training where fucking planes land? Like, I don't think you should fly in areas where planes are landing, you know? Oh, you got to take a Wiz Khalifa. Was that your book? Make your job out of here, girl. So your shirt says Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo. Derby girls.
Is that after that shooting spree?
It was like, I was there. I bought this shirt when it happened.
Oh, cool.
Like, I went past that Cracker Barrel on the way home, and, like, it literally had just, like, I could have got shot.
Yeah.
I was in the parking lot of K-Wing Stadium.
Wow.
It was fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But you didn't.
Which is why they changed their name. They're not the Kalamazoo Derby Girls anymore.
Wow. Oh, I thought it was a strip club shirt.
No, it's, my buddy
Derby Darlings.
My buddy's
it looks like a strip club shirt.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, that's cool.
Well, she used to like run the front door at strip club.
Yeah.
The one who's in the Derby.
Hell
it's,
yeah.
It's Tyler's brother.
Oh, right.
I don't want to say too many names. I don't think he wants his name mentioned on here. So.
Let's not talk names.
Well, Tyler doesn't give a shit. And nobody knows what Tyler we're talking about. So
that's true. There's been two Tylers.
I could be talking about
show.
Tyler Durden.
Yeah, maybe we are.
Yeah,
maybe we're talking about Tyler Darby.
Fart,
or whatever.
Fart Club.
From Fart Club.
From Fart Club.
Tyler, you know Tyler Darby from Fart Club.
The number one rule about Fart Club is you don't talk about Fart Club.
Yeah, you don't breathe through your mouth.
Yeah. Wait, or do you breathe through your...
Yeah, you have to breathe through your nose in Fart Club. That's the point of Fart Club.
Oh, like, so that's the...
The point of Fart Club is to smell farts.
Whoever knocks out each other first,
yeah,
like...
Whoever pukes first.
Yeah. Okay. I like this premise. Dude, I woke up the other morning
first
and
up,
I had...
First up, we got a French guy wrestling an Indian dude.
Right, right. Sacre bleu.
Everybody's puking before the match even starts.
Right. Dude, I woke up the other morning and I thought of something funny as fuck. And I was like, I should probably grab my phone and put it in the notes. And then I was like, nah, I'll remember.
I'll remember it. It's super
funny.
No,
didn't fucking remember it. It's been driving me insane.
Gone.
I do. Hold on. Let me look at my phone, actually. I believe I've got some, holy shit. Yeah, I believe I've got some holy shit. Let's see here. Dude, I don't know what that even means. Yeah, look at that. Did we do personalized truck balls?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Custom. Yeah, that's on the other episode. I got to edit that out still.
What about... Toe socks with titties on the toes.
I like.
Yeah.
So. socks with toes.
Yeah, toe socks.
But
the tips of them are just a bunch of titties.
Okay, like silicone or?
I don't know. It could be crocheted, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I can get behind that. Some house socks. That'd be funny if you could get like little dick socks like that.
I don't know what the fuck this even means.
That would work though. Hold on. Yeah. Toe socks.
Yeah.
That are penises.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's got a bunch of like
dick slips.
Pubic hair right here.
Yeah. In between the toe, it keeps your feet warm.
Yeah.
Just a bush.
Yeah.
In between all the toes.
That's pretty good. And then we could sell like thongs and
yeah.
accessories. Yeah. That'd be cool.
I like it.
Yeah.
Don't steal our fucking ideas.
Yeah, that's our gold one.
I don't know what dick tits to the clout means, but I wrote that in my notes.
dick tits to the clout. What the fuck is that?
Bro, I have no clue.
Yeah, for sure. Is that just like slapping your dick on some titties for the coolness?
Maybe it was
just to
supposed
be cool?
to say to the clit? I don't know. Bro, I have no clue what I was doing on that.
You should have put a little description at the bottom of that one.
Dude, that was probably one of my middle of the night, like, yeah, this is gold. Guados is gold.
What is this? What is this?
Probably. Check that out.
I don't have anything in mind.
You're missing out on some gold over here.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know what dick tits to the clout means.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You should look up clout. The fuck does clout mean?
Clout, that means like, no, it means like, you know, you're cool. The popularity.
Dick tits to the clout.
You're just doing it for clout. Dick tits for the clout is a wild concept, though.
No, it was to the clout.
To the clout.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Well, clout means a heavy blow with the hand or a hard object.
See?
So you're just punching dicks and clits or whatever, or tits.
Dick tits to the clout, bro.
What the fuck does that
I don't
mean?
Know.
All right.
This will forever be a mystery.
If you listen to this episode and you have an opinion on what dick clit, wait, what was it? Dick tits to the clout?
Hold on. Let me go back to my notes.
Okay. Dick, if you know what that means, write
dick
in.
Tits to the clout.
Just open for interpretation, I guess, for whoever hears it. Why don't you email us and tell us what you think that means.
Yeah.
I want to know what that means. @gmail.com.
I'm the one who wrote it. I don't even know what it means.
What do you think dick clits?
Dick tits.
Dick tits.
See? It's a tongue twister.
It is. Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's why.
You're just sitting there coming up with tongue twisters at night. you still got that sick dick drawing?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good. It's in the safe.
I need it.
It's in your gun safe.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You get that shit laminated, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Do I laminate it and then frame it?
No, you just.
Frame or do I just frame it?
Just frame it up. Take it with you to the frame place, too.
Yeah.
Take it to Michael's and be like, I want to frame this.
Oh, I will.
This is my friend's penis.
Yeah.
And it's very sick, as you can see.
I'm trying to make him feel better.
Gone but not forgotten.
Yeah. Like, have that embroidered or, like, engraved.
Mm-hmm. Take it to, like, a hood store and get, like, the funeral shirt made up, airbrush.
Oh, my God. Sick dick.
That dick is sick. I read an article about this cop who got arrested.
Yeah.
Because
his dick was so sick?
Yeah. No, he was in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he, like, went to the store and bought a sandwich and then stopped his car and found a piece of dog shit and then put the dog shit into the sandwich and wrapped it back up and then went and put it next to some homeless guy sleeping.
What?
Yeah. And apparently it's like the second time he's done it or some shit. He got fired from some other place for doing some shady shit like that.
What's wrong with this person?
I don't know, dude. What
a piece of shit.
And to not...
Well, what a sick dick.
That's this week's sick dick.
Yeah. The sick dick of the week.
Sick dick of the week. This fucking piece of shit cop.
Sorry, Taniel Dosh. Taniel.
Taniel. Sorry, Taniel.
Taniel. See, he can't sue us if I don't say his name the right way.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's not the dick of the week. It's the sick dick of the week.
Wow. Wow, Alex.
It's the sick dick of the week.
Fucking. He just poured a shot. Holy shit.
Full.
Yeah, he spilled a bunch.
I was cleaning the carpet.
Yeah, that one spot was dirty.
It's definitely dirty over here. Not How much shit moment. Have you spilled over here, Nick?
A good amount.
Yeah. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're right.
You're right. Ow!
Karma's a bitch. Tastes like dirt. The ginger beer. Taste it. Tell me it doesn't taste like dirt.
I've had this before.
No, it tastes like dirt. Just doesn't it?
Fucking ginger as fuck. That's it.
Tastes like, well, yeah, so it tastes like dirt. I mean, where does ginger come from?
Dirt.
There you go.
Ginger is just one part dirt and two parts root.
Yeah.
It's just an old tree branch that got fermented. I mean, it's just
dirt. That's not even alcoholic.
I'm aware of what ginger beer is, my friend.
It tastes like dirt.
It just tastes like ginger to me, man.
Dirt. Dirt. Everybody out there that likes ginger, fucking, you're drinking dirt.
Ginger's a superfood, right? What is it?
Dude, everything's a fucking superfood.
Well, like kale.
Rubbing alcohol is a superfood.
Gets me feeling pretty super.
Hey. She's going to bash her head. Oh.
God, dude.
This dog is pathetic.
What is she trying to do? Your dude. Dog is a fucking mess, bro. Are you trying to get your head out? Okay.
No, she's trying to get a perfect little yeah, donut.
Yeah. Well, I know how she gets into her, like, her little support house. The other star of the show, Daisy May, is currently trying to...
She's just squealing.
She's just squealing and rolling around in a blanket.
Like a huge blanket.
She almost fell over.
She bangs her head on the table all the time. Oh, so close. She's almost there. It's so fun to watch. You'd think she was like a badger or something. There you go. Just lay the fuck down. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
She's like this.
Yep, there it is.
Do you want me to cover you up?
Just do it so we don't have to look at her anymore. God. No.
Hi. She's got to keep one eye out in case that bird comes back in here. She's got to freak out again.
Fucking psycho.
About to fuck some shit up.
Nope. Oh.
So did you feed that bird anything cool yet, like worms or something? Or did you get it high?
I don't think those eat worms.
Did you get it high yet?
Yeah, like so we can kill it like Boudreaux's bird?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't kill it.
Oops, I killed their bird. I'm sorry.
I did it again.
You know what? I'll bring that shit back to life. I'll fucking kill it again. I don't care.
Bird. Now you got no friends.
Now you got no germs. Man, fuck that bird. That bird was a bitch. Couldn't even handle fucking five bong whips.
Pussy ass bird.
Fuck that bird.
Once again, PETA, I had nothing to do with it.
We're going to get like PETA protesters out front. It's like, oh, well, have fun twisting your ankle on the beer cans out there.
I've fought in the hood.
Like how the snow melts and there's just like 10 beer cans in your yard.
It's Christmas. Well, I threw them all in the one central location.
It's just out there like, bang, 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 bang.
Well, it was from like out, you know, late night working. Mm-hmm. You got to have a couple brewskis.
I get it. I get it. You don't got to defend it.
Oh, there's no defense,
dude. I get it. I get you, dog. So.
Yeah. I went up there Saturday. No, we didn't catch shit. Mm. I wish I would have brought my crampons. The one time I didn't put them in my backpack, and I'm slipping and sliding all over in my work boots, like steel toe boots in the fucking 20 degree weather.
Yeah. Icy.
Yeah.
Do you think, isn't it weird that, back when they came up with,
telegraphs.
Yeah, they just were like, oh, we'll just lay a cable down through the ocean.
Yeah, I don't know how
so
that
we can
works.
Send messages to England.
Yeah, I have no idea how that works.
How do they do that in the 1800s?
I have no clue.
What the fuck? I've seen a lot of weird shit.
I guess I actually never thought about that, to be honest.
Have you ever seen the, have you heard about...
Did it actually go across the ocean?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, let me look it up, because I think the date of it was like 1837 or something like that.
I'm going to shut these blinds so we're not just podcasting.
Shut the blinds and I'll take my pants off.
Yeah.
Butt-to-butt dancing is pretty weird. It looks like they're just carrying corpses.
He's got the...
They were just walking in a line, too. They weren't even dancing. Okay, so... Alex forgot to turn his microphone on.
Oopsie.
When he stood up. Wait, say it again.
Oopsie.
Okay, we're on.
Yeah. Yeah, mine is on now.
We're on. So, yeah, we lost like 5 or 6 minutes there. No big deal. Nothing really important got said except for social security numbers, mother maiden's names, stuff like that.
All that good, good.
I think we were talking about the transatlantic cables in the 1850s, people.
Yeah.
We don't know how they did it. It's impossible that they did it. Hell yeah, dude. A Zamboni on fire? That's fucking cool.
I think that dude is still on it. anyway. yeah, I don't know how they laid those cables.
Yeah, I mean, they just took them on ships, but I mean, it's like thousands of miles. Yeah, it's pretty weird. They probably just made it up. It's probably all fake as shit.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Because, like, how do you... I don't know.
I mean, would you have to have one coil on a ship, and then another ship, and then another ship, and another ship?
Yeah, and one would have to have weights, like, to weight it to the bottom, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, man. I don't know. It's a giant cable.
Well, does it just go through the middle of the water?
Yeah. Just free floating.
Right, like,
no, I don't think so.
You know, wouldn't it have to have electricity going through it?
Yeah. So it's probably like covered in rubber and stuff.
I don't know about any of that.
It sounds made up.
I don't like it.
I don't think it happened.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think all those messages that they sent back and forth were all pre-recorded and pre-arranged.
It's just somebody making the noise.
But yeah. They're like, here, send this. And then I'll say, hey, how you doing? And then you can reply back and be like, yo, I'm over here in Ireland. It's going pretty well. You know,
we need potatoes.
We send potatoes.
I don't know how that was an Irish accent, but...
sounded Jamaican.
I don't know what it was.
All right, we like potatoes on the island, man. Hey, come to the island.
Do potatoes float?
Have us a corned beef and hash, man.
They float, right?
What, cables?
No, potatoes.
Oh.
Maybe they just had it on a string of potatoes?
Some potatoes.
Because don't potatoes conduct electricity, too?
Yeah.
And then the salt water.
That's how you make electricity.
Ah.
And then Ireland just reels up the reel. They just, they're like, oh, yeah. I'm going potato fishing today. they just drag the cable out. They're just like, yeah, we got potatoes for days.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck. I want to go on a plane ride.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now that all the planes are crashing. Now's the fucking time, dude. Sounds like a gamble. I want to feel alive. No, I want to, like, go in a fucking jet.
I've never been on a jet.
I want to feel some fucking G's, dog. You know what I'm saying?
You mean like a military jet or just a private jet?
It could be a private jet.
I want to go on the...
But, like, I mean, it has to be like a two-person cockpit, you know?
I want to go in the zero...
Front and back.
Zero gravity.
Oh, yeah. It'd be tight as shit. Just a plane doing...
Where they just, like...
Waves. Yeah. I would do that. That'd be cool.
Or you could just get scuba dive certified.
Could.
It's only like 300 something bucks.
I don't know if I'd be good with that.
The dude owes me money, so...
Yeah.
I'll go in there and be like, look, brah.
After interest?
You gonna hook me up?
After interest, just teach my boy.
Yeah.
See, I don't want to, like, trick someone into forcing a lesson like that on them.
Nah. I know what I'm doing.
They're gonna train you wrong. They're gonna train me wrong and fucking...
I know what I'm doing.
Can you go... What if we get scuba tanks, but instead of oxygen, it's full of nitrous?
So we just die?
Yes.
Underwater?
No, we stay out of the water and we just inhale every now and then.
I don't think that we can do that. The scuba stores don't sell those things.
We're going to have to go to cooler scuba stores, Doug. None of them nerdy ones that you've been going to. I think you can get nitrous on, like, welding supply websites, can't you? No. Nah. Put a stop to that, huh?
What are you welding with nitrous? Nitrous is flammable.
Don't fucking worry about it, Alex. That's none of your concern.
Helium.
I'm trying to weld my mind.
Helium you can get.
Nah, it's probably expensive.
Well, no shit. The
world's running out of helium.
Right, but all right, so in different welding applications, helium is good for like vertical up. I can't remember if it's aluminum or stainless.
So it doesn't drip directly in your face?
It's just different gases.
For different
produce things. Different metallurgy qualification, you know, like,
yeah, some nerd shit,
yeah,
no.
Science,
yeah, yeah. Where do they get fucking helium from? Because it's weird that it's like, yeah, we're running out of helium, question. But it's like, where do you fucking get it?
I guess you make it,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Mix different gases.
This podcast now is just like, hey, Alex, how's it going? And then we just start asking each other. Questions
science.
That all the shit is right here in this phone.
Yeah, but why
all the
look?
Answers are there. But
why look?
Yeah, dude, let's write our own book of history here.
Yeah.
So, the helium farms back in the turn of the century were some brutal conditions.
Where they had those donkeys that had the crushing blocks and the
they had
what do they call those? A mill, a something mill,
yeah, mill,
grain mill,
yeah.
But it's a helium mill.
But it's a helium mill.
Yeah.
It just smashes the helium out of the sky.
They got a big... there's a big balloon on the top, and then they collect it. Yeah.
It fills up, and then you take it to that take that shit to a birthday party and call it a day, man. Did you see last year NASA sent a probe out in space and sent it to a meteorite?
No.
That was passing by?
Did they blow it up?
No, it landed, took off right away. It just like landed, grabbed a sample, and took off, and shot back to Earth.
So how fast?
There's
so the meteorite
we can watch
wasn't
footage
in...
Of it. There's footage of it.
It wasn't in orbit, so it wasn't on fire.
No, yeah. It was just a big fucking hunk of rock.
So I was going to say, how did the helium not just like... Is helium flammable?
They didn't use helium on it.
I'm thinking of hydrogen.
No, I'm off the helium farming.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were still... I was like, how did they fucking send heat? Wouldn't it have frozen or some shit? Like,
we steal it from space rocks.
Like, what?
Give me your helium space rocks.
Give me your tears, Gypsy.
Well, how do you think all them space rocks are floating around in space? Fuck, they're full of helium, dog.
Just needing that shit, dog.
So, no, it's an actual thing.
Okay.
So, there's footage of it. Yeah,
interesting.
Like, yeah, it's cool. So they sampled it, and they found, like...
Did they do lines of it? Like,
no, because you'd probably die, because it's just, like, minerals and metal. And
helium. Maybe it'd be really good for you.
It's mostly helium, so you got to do them fast. So you don't, you lay the line down, they float away. Like, fuck. It's fucking helium. They cut it with helium again. So they tested the shit in this meteorite, and it was out of the, like, 14 amino acids found in life, it contained 11.
So it was, like, living?
And all the components you need to make DNA were also found on it.
So it was living?
No.
But so it had the possibility
it,
to live.
It has all the building blocks for life in it.
Right.
And they found a bunch of minerals on it that only form from evaporated seawater.
Hmm.
So I guess they think that it was part of a, like, a ocean planet or an ocean on a planet, and it got, like, destroyed in early.
So early, some, like, some in the Guardians first of the Galaxy years shit. Of
the galaxy, yeah.
Which is, so that movie's a documentary now?
Yes.
Just like Idiocracy?
Yeah. Yeah. So they think that, like, yeah, that's probably how life started on Earth. So take that, El God.
Yeah, El Gapo. Oh, El shit. God. Actually, I shouldn't even say. Cut that out. El I'm Gapo. Not trying to have the fucking cartel come and cut my head off. Ah, dude. Did I tell you about the DoorDash guy? So I got DoorDash the other night. Mm-hmm. Like last week. I keep having to tell him I'm not in the apartments. I'm on the other side. Mm. It's starting to become a problem. But so this dude shows up. I texted him like once I got who my delivery guy was. And I was like, hey, I'm not in the apartments. Like, call me if you need to find out where I am. So he calls me. He makes it here. And then he's asking if I want some white.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Should have bought some.
I would say his name, but I'm not going to. But
dude, I want to get this shit delivered.
It was hilarious, bro.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Door-to-door cocaine salesman? That's genius, dude.
Right. DoorDash and...
DoorDash and blow.
Docaine dash. I don't know what you'd call it.
Docaine dash?
Yeah.
I like that. I like docaine.
Docaine dash.
Docaine dash. It's just cocaine dash.
Yeah.
Just a dash of cocaine.
Just a little dash.
Well, that's tight.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good, but.
No. Yeah.
I know a guy.
Yeah, I got a DoorDash guy who will bring it to you. You just got to order, like, some fries or something.
That's what happens when you live in the hood.
Yeah, dude.
Hey.
You looking for that snow? Just like, bro, it's melting, man.
Yeah, dude, it's raining right now.
Yeah. Well. That's about an hour. You want to call it? I got to take a shit.
No, I'm down. Or you can take a shit and we can shoot some more shit.
All right. Let's do that.
All right, dog.
All right. It has to... Yeah, we're back. I just took my shit and we're back. And poop, we just poop, watched poop. A video of a guy pissing his pants in a store.
Yeah, I think it was Walmart.
That had to be a piss fetish thing.
I don't know, but those were really tight jeans.
Yeah. You ever try piss?
Like, have I drank it?
Yeah, you ever taste piss?
I mean, not that I know of. Probably. Fuck if I know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Not on purpose. I mean, how do you answer that?
Not on purpose. I was really hoping for a no.
Well,
I really wasn't hoping that you'd have to question if you have or haven't. Yeah.
I'm sure not everybody always wipes their coochie all the way. So I'm sure I've gotten a little taste.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You get what I'm laying down?
Yeah. Well, if pussy tastes like piss, then I like piss.
Well, I didn't I like say the taste that. Of piss. I'm just saying, you know, like, there's creases and whatnot. So
yeah, piss is gonna get folded into a flap.
Yeah,
somewhere.
So yeah, definitely tasted piss. I just don't know.
They like, say all dogs go to heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I feel like eating pussy. yeah, I kind of have a memory of from when I was a kid taking a bath and pissing in my own mouth.
Because
I think I used to like, I always thought it was funny when I was taking a bath as a kid.
Yeah.
Just like, just get the tip
of
my dick out of the water and then pee.
Like a submarine?
Like a little, yeah, like a submarine or a fountain type deal.
Yeah.
I think one time I just like,
I
got it in my mouth a little bit.
You got piss in your own piss?
And, but I think it just tasted like piss, man. Think of what piss tastes like. That's probably, I think, what it tastes like. People like, with piss fetishes are, it's a weird thing, though. Like, I would never have the, I, like, I don't know, it's so weird to me.
I mean, isn't squirting
you know?
Pee kind of?
Yes. It's like 90% piss.
Yeah, but
there's some juices in there.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, yeah, I have tasted piss.
See?
I have had a mouth of piss before.
There you go. But about it's sterile, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Piss fetish to me is just weird, like...
Well, yeah, but you weren't like, piss on me.
Yeah, same with shit fetishes, too.
Well, that's where just... That's going too far.
Is that just mental illness? I think that's just mental
100%.
Illness. 100%. Right? I asked because...
Oh, the shisa.
Sent me a TikTok.
Uh-huh.
That was like this black lady reacting to... Two girls, one cup.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I've never seen two girls, one cup. Like, I've, honest, out of all the crazy ass shit I've watched on the internet, I've never watched the two girls,
wait,
one cup.
Wait, you've never seen it?
I've never seen
it. I thought you showed it to me.
Maybe I did. Maybe I just don't remember.
You don't remember, dude. You definitely showed it to me.
I don't remember nothing.
Is he for real right now? You definitely showed me two girls, one cup, bro.
I said
you showed me fucking three guys, one hammer or whatever.
Yeah, and one guy, one jar.
Yeah, jar squatter.
Jar squatter, sorry. But yeah, she was like, I was like, I haven't seen it. She's like, don't. It's just two girls eating shit and puking it into each other's mouths. I have to say that the size and form and length of the turd that came out of the one girl is impressive, but you don't want to see someone give a piece of shit a blowjob, so that's basically
it. Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, dude. I know what the video is. Yeah. I just don't ever remember watching. Maybe it's just been so long and I've seen so much insane shit on the internet.
It's just so dumb.
But I was telling her about,
You showed me a spaghetti blowjob video one time.
Spaghetti blowjob?
Yeah, like
this. Oh, she's puking up, like she just.
Spaghetti
Yeah.
Dick. Yeah. Thanks
She
for
just
that.
Ate like a fucking 40 pounds of spaghetti and then sucked this dude's dick.
Yeah, and then just all over. Puking spaghetti all over his dick.
You could tell it was like freshly eaten spaghetti, too. It's all orange.
At least there's probably butter on it or
it's
something.
It's all orange and shit, dude.
Maybe it was just buttered spaghetti.
I forgot about that video.
I didn't. You asshole.
I'll have to find some more fucked up shit to show you.
No.
To step up my game. I'll show you this. I'll try to find this one when we're done.
No.
But it's, I heard about this and I actually had to like look for it. It was like a trailer for this porn that was coming out.
Yeah.
And I ended up finding it on like the production company's web, Twitter page. And it basically.
A porn Twitter page.
Yes. It was a porn production company's Twitter page.
Gotcha.
So they're like, yes, we're super excited. Here's the second, like, here's the sequel to the much anticipated sequel. But it starts off like
lasagna puke.
Like, no, it wasn't the spaghetti lady. It was someone else. But it was like, it starts off as just like this hillbilly family, you know, like an incest type thing. And I'm like, yeah, that's, you know, that's weird, but it's not like crazy, you know. Then it just slowly turns into like a puke porn, shit and piss torture. Dude, yeah, I was like, that took a fucking turn real, like about halfway through the trailer, someone gets shit on. You're like, wait a minute. That person was in a porta potty. That's what that skit was.
I think I'm good on that one.
Dude, it's just the trailer.
Is there chicken parmesan? Do they
no,
eat that?
it's just brown shit.
Chicken parm.
And like gross puke.
They could at least have like beef stroganoff or some some good food.
I want to recognize what's in the puke and the shit in my puke in my porn.
Well, they should show them eating it first.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some.
How's that not part of it?
Well, that's that right there's gluttony porn, dude.
Well,
which
so I, what is porn where they just puke food up?
That's just like puke porn.
It's just weird.
For the
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like either of them, but like there should be a prequel. Like, what did they eat first?
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what they're eating.
Like, what was on the menu?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's probably, I wonder if that adds to the fetish, man.
That should. Like, they should sit at a table and order their food, and then it turns into the crazy fetish part afterwards.
I saw a video once of this lady calling into a radio show and talking about how she, like, eats shit.
Gross.
And the dude that gives it to
her. Pretty sure you die from that.
The dude that gives it to her, it's like, you know, they'll save a turd and put it in the freezer and save it for a month or two and then bust it out and thaw it out, and she'll dig into that with some fresh poop, too.
I could have hooked her up with some dog shit. Compare the
differences. Well, that's disgusting, dude. Come on.
Oh, that's gross. Oh, that's gross.
Dog shit's gross, bro.
She pooped on my sweater.
Dude, there's not much that will gag me or make me just fucking... Like, I don't think I've ever puked from being grossed out by something, but one time was, like, a hot summer day with Buckley down at the dog park.
Yeah.
And
he laid a nice fat loaf.
No, he, you know, I picked up the shit he took, and I went to throw it in the trash can down there.
It was full of dog shit.
It was a hot summer day.
Like,
open the door, and, like, hundreds of flies fly out. But, like, right as I opened it, a gust of wind went into my fucking face, dude. And this shit was cooking off in a fucking trash can all day long. Dude, it instantly, I was like a nice, humid
Michigan day.
It was brutal.
Nice, humid.
Dude, it was so fucking gross. It's, yeah. Dude, it like got in my sinus cavity. Yeah. Why would you... Ashley said she has to make dogs puke at work. So why would you make a dog puke? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Make it all right.
They're fine at that
point. Yeah. Well, I thought that like, I thought we'd have to get like the psychoactive part to. Oh yeah, there you go. So yeah, it was already like cooked in butter and stuff.
Well, chocolate was involved too.
What do you do? Hydrogen peroxide. I was going to say, I bet you guys have some actual medical shit to make dogs puke instead of just... Yeah. I've had to do that.
Squirted that down here.
Yeah, dude. Just a capful down the throat?
No, I went crazy. I just squirted the shit down her throat.
Like, we're going to puke.
Well, she ate a bunch of rat poison. I told this story.
Yeah. So you need it to get out.
Yeah, I was like, ah.
That shit's funny, man. We luckily just walk around the backyard and we're like, is it working?
Yeah.
Like 2 minutes later, he's...
Yeah. Oh, dude, I put a lot down her throat.
Yeah.
She also ate, like, a whole plate of rat poison.
Jesus Christ, what were you doing?
We were at the cabin.
Oh.
Dude, this countertop is, like... You've been there.
Yeah.
She got on there. Like, no stools around or anything, like... I don't know how the fuck she just fucking LeBron's jammed it up onto the fucking countertop.
LeBron James!
And then ate a fucking plate of poison. Yeah, like, it doesn't... Like, I don't think it smells good for dogs to eat. Like, I don't know what the fuck her...
Was it, like, pellets, or...?
It was those blocks that are green.
Oh. Oh, so she's...
There was like three of them on the plate.
She's probably like, ooh.
Dude, I don't know, but...
I ate all three.
The line at the... I know I already told this story, but the line at the dollar store was so long, and I just needed hydrogen peroxide. And I was like, my dog's about to fucking die. Yeah.
You're like, I'm cutting.
Yeah, like, and they were like, oh, okay. Because I was trying to do the self-checkout, and it wasn't working.
Yeah,
and
you're like, how bad? Like, you're doing it all panicked and fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somebody on my way out, somebody was like, I hope your daughter's okay. They thought I said my daughter's gonna die. Like, yeah, I came to the dollar store to save my daughter's
life.
It's
my dog, you stupid bitch! fuck you!
It was hilarious. Well, everybody was, like, buying dumbass groceries and shit, and I just needed two fucking things.
Yeah, I'm trying to gag a dog. I'm trying to trying to gag my dog out. I'm
trying to save a dog's life. Not my daughter. I mean, she is my daughter.
You wouldn't know shit about that, would you, though, bitch?
Right. No, they let me to the front of the line. Come over here, start welding stuff with me. I want to make that tank over there and do a stove. You probably don't even see it, do you? Yes.
How would I not see that? It's a big tank and it's 4 feet away from me.
Well, it's kind of hidden by dog toys.
If you can see it, I can see it better.
I feel like that's a song.
Anything you can, I can see better now that I have my fucking glasses back.
Yeah, now that you don't have glasses.
Yeah.
Don't lose them bitches again. Or I'm going to wear them until I go blind. Frank is still alive.
Frank is still alive, I noticed. See? Mm-hmm. He's really gangster leaning away from that window.
Oh, dude, he's straight ganging up. Gang.
Oh, man.
I didn't have
the money to buy this, but I was going to buy you something.
What? Why are you always buying me shit?
Maybe I shouldn't tell you. Maybe I should go back and steal it.
I mean, I'll go with. What is it? Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, dude. It's an Ash Evil Dead.
Where's Dean?
That was a Meyer, dude.
Wait, why is he got a? Why doesn't he have a chainsaw arm?
The chainsaw is right there. He's got a chainsaw. It comes with a chainsaw, lantern, axe, double barrel shotgun, two different hand attachments, so four hands totals and three heads total.
What? Where?
And it's funny because it's just like the faces. If you look at it, one does not look like fucking Bruce Campbell at all.
Duh.
It does not look like Bruce Campbell at all.
Looks like Asian, kind of. Yeah.
And look at the differences in the three faces it comes with. Like, they're not very different. One of them is just, the eyes are looking to the side. Yeah, it's Bruce Lee Campbell.
And when did he ever have a double-sided axe?
How do you think he cut his hand off, bro?
With the chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
You're asking. I have him tattooed on my arm. I don't know the backstory.
Well, he's got to have an axe. Does he have an axe in the first one?
No.
Which I haven't seen. Which, shout out Quinn Zoschke.
And that's not even the shotgun that he has.
Shout out to Quinn Zoschke, who got recorded our theme song. He sent me an album the other night. He told me to listen to the whole thing. I was like, okay, I will. And he's like, oh, and watch Evil Dead 1. I was like, oh, like it syncs up with the album? He's like, ah, no. Like, oh, you're just telling me to watch Evil Dead 1.
Like Evil Dead?
Yeah,
or...
Evil Dead. I was like, man, you should have.
So that's the one where he doesn't have a chainsaw for an arm.
But... Yeah, the Evil Dead.
Yeah, Evil Dead. There's Evil Dead 2. Okay.
Oh, and this happened the other day. I got a fucking kick out of it.
26669. Yeah, 6669. That's funny. That's good.
It's just staring the devil in the asshole because you're fucking. Dude, the 69 is like the funniest sexual position.
Yeah.
Just face and ass.
I mean, yeah, I guess no matter which way it goes.
No matter what, you're
like
your
which
face
way?
Your
which
face
way is your favorite?
What do you mean?
On top or on bottom?
For a 69?
Yeah.
Girl on top.
Or you go
always.
Sideways.
Yeah, you can go sideways, but
that's just
guy
weird.
On top on a 69.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
No.
Have you done that? I would never go on top for a 69, bro. That seems like a girl move.
Just murder.
I mean, That's a lot of balls to be hanging down in someone's fucking nose, man. That just seems mean for me to go on top. Because my sack hangs, bro.
That's love.
Yeah, my sack hangs.
Well, you need to get like a snorkel or something.
Shit, you're going to need a snorkel with these balls.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, you're going to need a snorkel with my balls, man.
Wait, but, like it'd have to be I can't even say it.
My balls covered in runes.
A nose snorkel.
Oh, they're still trying to
decipher
what the testicles.
Just
say.
Two straws in the nostrils.
Two crazy straws.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, you will need that.
Yeah,
with my balls because they hang, they dangle.
You're picturing what I'm picturing.
I am.
Yeah.
I am picturing somebody with my balls on their face and two straws sticking out of their nose.
Yeah, so then they can breathe still.
Yeah, the bendy straw.
Yeah.
So you shove it up.
Yeah.
And then it goes straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm picturing it.
And then the balls.
What color are the straws?
You're not suffocating.
I'm picturing one neon green and one neon pink.
Yeah, whatever colors you want.
Yeah.
You can put a black light.
Actually, you want to turn your mic on? It looks like you got an opinion about this. You got nothing to add?
She's got nothing.
Have you ever 69 a dude and he's been on top? No. Okay.
I peed my pants a little bit the other day.
Yeah, just for fun or?
Nah, I was coming in from Salton. I was working all night. And you know when you're like dick and your bladder knows you're like close to a toilet?
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to get my boots off
the
and
release.
My bibs.
Yeah.
So I had like bibs, pants, fucking. I had layers, and I was just like, you know, and you gotta like pinch your dick tip.
Yeah, which doesn't work. If you pinch it through your pants, you have to get under your pants.
Yeah, it doesn't
work. You have to pinch bare dick.
Yeah, no.
If you pinch through your pants, the second you unpinch.
Yeah, I diddled.
You get one dick of piss.
Yeah, I had a dick of piss in my pants.
Okay.
I had one dick length of piss in my pants.
Yep.
So.
So it was only like two drops.
No, it was like a whole shaft.
Yeah.
So like, it was like a shot glass. it was some drops.
Hell yeah.
No, I got it.
It was
you're
a little.
You trying to say I got a little dick?
Yeah.
It's okay. I know.
Like how you just sized me up when you said that. Trying to say I had a little fucking dick. I'll fucking jump over this table and beat you to death with this microphone. We'll put that in your little fucking podcast. Yeah, dude. Tiny little penis full of pee-pee is my buddy Alex.
It is so full.
Yeah, dude, you got to pinch under the pants. You can't pinch on top.
Bro, I was just in like...
Classic. I think I only made that mistake once.
Well,
in my life. And I was like, well, okay.
So
you release the barrier back here at the base. And let the dick fill with piss.
No, it was just too late.
And then you're like, I'll just use all the muscles in the tip of my penis to flex my dick hole shut and not let any piss release.
Doesn't work.
Yeah. You cannot clench your dick tip.
No.
No. Not yet. I'm working. I've been doing dick kegels.
I should have ran into
dick kegels every morning.
I should have ran into the kitchen and got like a chip clip.
Yes. He's got goofy frog face on your dick. You should just wear one. Always put a chip clip on your dick before you run out of the house.
Just wear a condom.
Yeah. I'm wet suited up right now, dude.
Don't worry, I'm condom.
Don't worry, I got a condom on. I won't piss my pants.
Duct tape it around your dick shaft.
Dude, yeah. You gotta put on a fucking magnum so you got extra, extra, extra room.
Yeah.
That shit will hold like 2 gallons before it pops, dog.
you gotta take your shit off.
That's an all-dare, dude. That's a full shift. That's a full clock in, clock out type thing right there.
I've thought about getting like adult diapers.
Yeah. I get pissed off when I see the Depends.
Yeah.
At the store because the people on the box
are like
the Depends.
They look like they're ripped.
Way too happy.
Yeah.
To be wearing adult diapers.
Yeah, but they're like ripped too. Like they're like they're in like way good shape.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh yeah. Well, there's one at Rogers where it's like this black guy who's probably 30.
Yeah.
and he's wearing just the Depends.
He's probably got
and
abs
a fucking
and shit.
Like, you know, like a polo T-shirt.
Yeah.
Tucked into the Depends.
Oh my god!
So yeah, and he's just like,
Jesus.
He's like, no one's that happy to put on a fucking adult diaper, dude. Ah. There's no way.
I love it.
Like, dude, you should show somebody sitting in a Lazy Boy on fucking death's door.
Just like with Cheetos and
yeah. With like four cats
Cheeto
standing
dust.
On standby waiting to eat that motherfucker's face.
One of the cats
face.
Is eating its toe
He's
off.
Already eating the toe because yeah. it's numb because he
yeah,
was dialysis
he
weeks ago. Yeah.
yeah.
That
got
foot,
the baddest.
That foot's rotten off already.
Yeah.
That's what should be on the cover of Depends, dude. Not some happy guy.
Let's just make our own and print them off
like,
and then go tape them on.
Who's pumped to be wearing his adult. Like,
let's
do
just run through and tape those on to the fucking.
yeah, make those stickers. Yeah. yeah.
Oh, I've still got your stickers, by the way. I what? Eat ass.
You what are you talking about? You got me stickers?
They're from our last podcast. They're for a tire.
Oh yeah, send nudes.
Yeah, send
nudes. I eat ass.
Yeah.
Should I put that on Desmond's bike?
I don't think it would fit. I think they're like meant for a normal.
Well, then I'll
radius.
Get that fucking kid a bigger bike.
Yeah. Just get him a fucking quad. As Daisy does the same thing.
That's funny as shit, dude.
I eat ass.
Yeah.
Let him roll up to the fucking school on that.
Yeah. He was telling me we were playing video games the other night.
Yeah.
Ashley and Amara were laying in bed. So it's just us out there. And we're waiting for the game to load up. And he was just like, my friends say bad words at school. I'm like, I don't know where he just.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He must have been. He had to tell someone.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, do you? And he's like, no, not me. I'm
no,
like, yeah,
not
just your
me.
Friends, huh? He's like, yeah. Shut up, fuck. My friend Henry said that. I'm like, oh, yeah. Shut up, fuck. That's what your friend said? He's like, yeah, he told this girl to shut up, fuck. And then, yeah. I'm like, you don't swear, though? He's like, no.
I wonder what his home life is like.
Yeah. I'm like, you can
shut up, fuck.
I'm gonna be like, I don't.
I mean, the kid who said it.
Yeah. You know, dad.
I'm sure
like,
he learned it from somewhere.
yeah.
If he said it to a girl.
Shut up, fuck.
Shut the fuck up. right. Shut up, fuck. It just cracked me up. Kids swearing is hilarious.
Oh, I know.
Me. And I do not care if my kids swear. Did I tell you, Amara, the other day, we were getting ready to go, I think, pick Desmond up for school or some shit. She's, like, sitting there trying to zip her coat up, and she can't get it. And under her breath, she's just like, this fucking coat. I'm like, it's like right as I lean down to, like, zip her up, I'm like, what'd you say? I was like, did you say this fucking coat? She's like, yeah, but she can't say F, so it's this fucking coat.
Oh,
like it sounded like a Looney Tunes like bit,
like Daffy Duck. Oh, that's funny.
We should
damn it.
Hi, Aunt Sally. We should try to get Sally.
Hi, Aunt Sally.
Here again.
We love you.
She was telling me about one of her grandchildren swearing the other day. It was funny as shit. About how like he was like, I took a poop at school. I hate pooping at school. Like, yeah, I get that. And he's like, I got poop on the seat, though.
Nice.
I didn't even clean it off. I thought, nah, whatever. Next person's going to get shit on their ass. So the kid said poop like three times and then went to
and
shit ass.
Shit ass.
So let the next person get shit on their ass.
I love it.
Yeah, kids swearing is hilarious.
So
has your little one ever had an awesome...
Concerned about her asking me about Lizzie Borden, did I tell you that?
No. She want to know who that is?
Well, she asked me.
So I'm guessing at school she probably heard the,
YouTube.
Well, YouTube, okay. Mm-hmm.
She asked me if I knew who Lizzie Borden was, and I asked her how she knew. And then she told me how many times she stabbed her mother and her father, and told me that she even got her father in the eye. And
yeah.
I was like, wow. And she had many more details.
You should have been like, not stabs, honey.
Yeah.
Axe blows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure the video had pictures and everything.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's why we try to keep Amara on kids' YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I told her, but...
Well, I mean, dude, Desmond got, like, terrified one night. Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, Amara's 3, and she's going on 30.
She said that...
You gotta put that up to your mouth.
Because I don't want to eat it.
Just pretend you're hanging off the bed.
Thanks for that.
I'll cut that.
She was bringing up how, because I let her watch Hunger Games.
It stays. It's gold.
But she brought up how I let her watch Hunger Games, and she's like, so basically this is the same thing. I said, not even close. Yeah. I was like, literally the show is about you are eliminated by murder.
Yeah, like, graphic
you're
gonna, death.
Yeah, die. You just die. She's like, oh, what? They get shot? Big deal. And I was like, more than that. More than that.
You think they're ever going to stop making books?
Probably, but like a long time from now.
Yeah, like when?
It'll all be electronic.
Well, yeah, totally. That's what I mean. Like, I wonder when, you know, books and paper money is going to be gone. Yeah. What do you think? 10? 15 months? Yeah, definitely.
Don't you dare. She knows you're in the room with that bird, and she is coming
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, dude. She instantly popped up. Lick, like, are you lipper. With the bird? She checked the bird room first. Daisy, no bird for you.
Daisy's a fucking little chicken nugget.
Do you want to die, headcock? Maybe. I don't know. I think your dog's suicidal, dude. Or she just wants to eat a bird. Have you had the bird out of the cage? Have you let it flown around?
Yeah, I put it in her face. That's why.
Uh-huh. And then she started licking obsessively, and I was like,
Like, yeah, she wants to eat it. Yeah.
She was immediately... At first, she didn't register, and then as soon as she did, you fucking knew it. Like, she went full shark in the face. Like, this is a snack.
I've been thinking about Buckley a lot recently. And remembering him just, like, when he was really wanting to eat something and how much he would fucking drool. Oh, yeah. When he was a little pup. Well, no, when he was on Church Street, our Church Street apartment.
Yeah, church. Yeah, dude. With that crack whore.
Yeah,
that
Odessa.
Lived, upstairs. Or,
Odessa.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Remember when she fucked up Tyler's bike?
Yeah.
I think we talked about it when he was here, but that shit was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Can I borrow your bike? I mean, yeah, just don't wreck it. What the fuck you think I'm going to do? Wreck your goddamn bike? What the fuck are you talking about, white boy? Like,
gonna give
and then she comes back
up.
And just runs upstairs just instantly, and it's just completely broken. It was so fucked up, dude. It's like, did you just get hit by a car out front? What the fuck happened?
Good stuff.
The kickstand was bent through the tire, and like half the spokes were ripped out.
Stanley, boy.
I didn't fuck your bike up. You just did that. Like, dude, she was gaslighting him so hard. It was awesome. That was so fucking funny. That's going to be it for this week. Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Love y'all.
Thanks for listening.
See you. Better be listening.
Please come back next week. Tell your friends.
Deuces.
Bye-bye.